It was the bottom of the ninth inning. My team was a visiting team, and we were winning 4-3. But the bases were loaded. There were two outs, and the count was 3-2. I was playing center field at the time. The ball was pitched. The batter swung and hit a fly ball toward center field. The runners were running with the pitch. I came in a bit, and the ball was in my sights. The ball game would be ours. And then I missed the ball. It fell on the ground. The runners on third and second and third scored. The final score was 5-4. They had walked us off. We lost. Long after the teams had cleared the field, I still sat on the bench all alone by first base. The tears were now dry, but still none of my teammates had even dared to approach me. I could not believe it. How could I have dropped a simple fly ball? I had cost my team the game. I felt that I had nothing to look forward to. All of a sudden, I felt a hand on my shoulder. Startled, I looked around and up, and there stood the coach. And I thought, oh no. I'm really gonna get it now. How wrong I was. He asked me if I would mind if he sat next to me. He did. And he put his arm around me and spoke. We've all been through situations like this. And this will not be the last time that you go through this. The most important thing is what you do from now on. Not what happened. You can continue to cry and hate yourself, or you can move on and continue trying. The disciples have been in a roller coaster. First, they were enjoying life with Jesus, and then he's taken from them and killed, and they were scared and ran. Then he comes back and accepts them, only to leave them again. But he does not leave them with nothing. Like my baseball coach said, Jesus tells the disciples in the verses just prior to today's reading, "Peace be with you." In effect, he tells them that it's okay to make mistakes. It's okay to drop the ball. What's important is what they do from now on. And then he gives them a task. They are to witness to their faith to all they meet. He also does not leave them without strength. He promises to send the Holy Spirit upon them to help in their task. Today, we as a church, as the new creation of the Easter Lord, are called to discipleship, to begin the frustrating but promising work of taking on for ourselves that renewed faith. And with the Holy Spirit to help us, to witness to all we meet to that faith. Christ, who taught us the words, now calls us to walk on our own in his way of justice and peace, to speak, to live for ourselves his words of consolation and grace. We are called to take possession of the gospel of peace that Jesus left us, and to walk and talk the language of the gospel. We're called to witness with our lives to the love God has given us. The same as I exhort you at the very end of Mass, go and proclaim the gospel by your lives. We can still make him proud. We can do it by being his presence in the world, by acting as what we are, his body. But he has left us a great responsibility. We have to make Jesus real to the world. We have to open the world to his power and his authority. We have to bring his gospel, his good news, and the saving waters of baptism to everyone we meet. The great opera composer Giacomo Puccini wrote, among others, La Bohème, Madama Butterfly, and Tosca. It was during his battle with terminal cancer in 1922 that he began to write Turandot, which now many consider as to be his greatest work. He wrote and worked on the score day and night, despite his doctors' and his friends' advice to rest, to save his energy. When his symptoms worsened, he called his disciples and told them, "If I don't finish Turandot, I want you to finish it." He died in 1924, leaving the work unfinished. His disciples all gathered together and gathered everything that had been written by Puccini. They studied it in great detail and then proceeded to write the remainder of the opera. The world premiere will be performed at the beautiful La Scala Theater in Milano in 1926. And a young Arturo Toscanini, who had been Puccini's favorite student, who later became famous in his own right, conducted it. The opera went beautifully until Toscanini came to the end of the part written by Puccini. He stopped the music. He turned around, put the baton down, and announced, "Thus far, the master wrote, but he died." There was a long pause, and no one moved. Then Toscanini picked up the baton and with tears in his eyes announced, "But his disciples finished the work." The opera then continued until the end, closing to thunderous applause and to a permanent place in the annals of great works of music. Jesus instructs us in his ascension message to finish his work of saving mankind by proclaiming his good news by our works and our deeds. We are his disciples, his hands, his feet, his mouth. Are we ready to pick up the baton? Go forth and proclaim the gospel with your lives.